whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. Today we have our special guest from Seaside Pharmacy. Bill Quirk is back. Bill, do you prefer Bill or Billy or William or Frank or what?
Well, my family calls me Billy, and a lot of my customers call me Billy.
Okay, so we'll go with Billy.
It's morphed into Billy.
It's morphed into Billy like I morphed from Michael to Mike when I was just little. Yeah. All right, so we'll call you Billy. And Seaside Pharmacy has been around now for a few years. About how long?
We're just finishing our sixth year, moving into our seventh year in November.
And this is something you created, right? This is not something you took over.
Right. I did work for a large chain for a very long time, and my wife finally gave me permission to start my own business.
There you go.
It's been a dream of mine since I got out of pharmacy school.
So you worked for some other, like, box store kind of pharmacy.
Right.
And then went out on your own. And where are you located?
We are in Dunn's Corners next to Applebee's in Westerly, Rhode Island.
All right. Dunn's Corner, popular spot in Westerly. Very busy down towards the end of, what is it, 78 in that area?
Yeah, you come down 78 and take a left.
Take a left and go by the Dunn's Corner Baptist Church. And
we're right across the street.
There you go. Right next to Dunkin' Donuts, I believe. Right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. We got all the landmarks in place. Yeah. And there's usually a dog sitting on the corner barking. So turn where you see the dog. So my uncle always gave directions like that. Well, there's this dog there. I suppose the dog's not there. He said, yeah. Well. So Dunn's Corner is a popular spot. Seaside Pharmacy sounds like something where you can find just about anything you need for pharmacy items, full line of medicines and things like that.
Yep, and we're very competitively priced with Walmart, which is across the street.
Really?
Yep. Our cosmetics are equal or a little bit less than even Walmart.
Wow, that's an interesting. That's very interesting. Why would someone go to that, not so nice place to?
They assume it's less expensive to go to Walmart.
Well, there you go. So check out Seaside Pharmacy, and for your cosmetics, and that'll keep your prices
coughed
down.
Coughed and cold, everything. Yep.
Coughed, cold. So
full service pharmacy.
So the pharmacy business is always changing. There's always something that's coming along. There's new regulations. There's new rules. There's new medicines. There's medicines that, used to be good that aren't so good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep track of all that stuff? Who's responsible for that in your outfit?
Well, in our profession, we have continuing education. So we're constantly, it's like, we're in school our whole life, so constantly keeping up with current events. And
so is that something you still do personally? Or?
We have to.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
We have to do 15 credits a year of continuing education to keep our pharmacy license.
Not just your employees, but you too?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. So everybody's involved and keeping up to date with the newest things. Sometimes you hear these trends that go on where people say, you should be taking vitamin C every day, and then you should be taking vitamin E every day. Do people ask you those kinds of questions? Is that the kind of thing that you're prepared to answer, or is
constantly?
You don't just say see a doctor, right? You have some advice for them too.
Well, if they're bleeding, then we tell them to go to the doctor.
A lot of times
you should go to the physician, and there are just a lot of times where you can, give them something that'll help them, and there's no need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I've got a runny nose. What do you suggest? That kind of thing, and that's acceptable.
Yeah. Yep, chronic cough.
You're not stepping on any doctor's toes or anything like that by doing that. So that's a normal process, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is there a difference between some of the brand names that you hear about and some of the generic ones?
The only really big difference is cost. The medication is exactly the same and just as effective as a brand medication.
So if they call it, for example, something everybody knows, if they call it an aspirin, there has to be a certain content of chemicals that make it an aspirin.
It's all tested, yes. It has to be, you know, proven effective.
Yeah, so it's the same ingredient, so to speak. So in other words, if you're going to the gas station and fill up your car with unleaded gas, and it shows a description of what the octane is and so
correct,
forth.
Correct.
And that's
correct.
Similar to medicines have to follow that.
Right. The active ingredient is exactly the same.
Okay. So, and you carry a product line of generics
as well as the name. We're part of a buying group, and through that, probably almost 5,000 stores now. And we have our own vitamin line, and we have our generics, too, also.
5,000 stores?
Almost 5,000 now.
So that's going to give some buying power. Maybe that's the reason why the cosmetics are at the low end that you're talking
about. Yeah, we're making headways. In this particular part of the country, there is a big box that's trying to be dominant and buy a lot of our independent pharmacies out, but in the rest of the country there are exceedingly more independent pharmacies than big boxes.
Okay. So I remember as a kid every neighborhood had a corner drugstore. They were usually called a Rexall or an RX or something like that.
Well, that was somewhat of a chain too, a little bit.
Right, but I mean they were usually independently owned, right? As
correct.
Like a franchise.
Yes, yep.
And, you know, I remember when I was growing up, I had Maxie's Pharmacy. And we'd go in, and there was a soda fountain. There was, all the things you needed. But it was, he owned the place, and he was right there.
Yeah.
So those old times have come back a little bit in your case.
A little bit. Since I've opened my store, there's probably been maybe 4 or 5 new independents in Rhode Island that have opened up.
In the entire state, there's only 4 or 5 new ones? Wow, that's
there might
amazing.
Be 20 altogether.
Altogether?
Altogether.
Wow, not like when I was growing up. Like I said, there used to be one on every corner.
Yeah. Then you go to New York State, and there might be, I think there's 2,300 chains and probably the same amount of independents. They're probably equal.
So it's equal in New York State. Now, does that have anything to do with the legislature or the laws, or is that just a matter of the fact that somebody happens to have their international headquarters here?
That's a good possibility.
All right. So let's see. Let's take it from when you walk in the door of Seaside Pharmacy. You come into an area where there's normally, cosmetics first, or
Well, no, we just have a lot of gift items. For Westerly, Musquamicet, Watch Hill, sweatshirts, T-shirts, hats.
Oh, so branded, of the town or,
yeah,
or the
Christmas
area.
Christmas ornaments, yep. Oh, all kinds of different little knickknacks.
Oh, so this time of year, people can be starting to do their holiday shopping and get something on it that says Westerly or Rhode Island or whatever.
Or Watch Hill or Charleston, yeah. Weekapog. We pretty much have a little scattering of everything from every little community
in our
area.
I think that this weekend really begins the holiday season because we turn the clocks back tonight. And
I know, what a terrible thought, huh?
And although it's not Thanksgiving, a lot of stores will be preparing for that's the next big thing. Halloween is over, and that's what you're aiming for. Now, do you find that as an independent where you get to make your own decisions that you tend to want to hold off a little bit, or you just got to go with the flow?
Well, we pretty much have we have so many things in the front end that are like touristy things, and we have them year-round.
Okay.
So we sell more Christmas ornaments in July than we do around Christmas time.
Really? So as souvenirs?
As souvenirs.
Because of the summertime population.
Correct, yeah.
That want a Christmas ornament that says Westerly or Watch Hill or whatever.
And they buy it as a gift for Christmas when they're
down here. Do you have people, does Taylor Swift stop in all the time and buy her stuff there?
We can't HIPAA, we can't talk about that.
Okay.
We can't say who's been in, who hasn't been in.
All right, we won't go there. Let's get back to the products at hand. So you have the gifty items up front, a lot of branded things with the location of what's going on.
Yep, a great card selection.
Greeting cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's something that, you know, they thought for a while that greeting cards were going to kind of disappear, and then they seem to have made a resurgence lately, and I see more and more. For a while, it was like, oh, well, because of the computer, greeting cards are going to go away, but that's not the case, right?
Yeah, we've seen a little bit of a rebound with those. We also have water paintings and prints from the area, the beach area. We have a couple of artists that have things out front. And that's been very popular also.
So local artists that do scenes from the area that people can pick up as gifts also.
Yeah.
And moderately priced, or you're looking at $5,000 a print?
Moderately priced.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's a good thing to know. People sometimes walk into a gallery and get shocked.
No.
Or an area with his originals.
Most of them are under $60.
Really? That's I've seen greeting cards for almost that much. So
some of the new ones, yes.
Yeah. All right. So you can have greeting cards. You can have all the gifts we talked about, and let's work our way back to the normally. And I have to admit, although I try to get down to Dunn's Corners, I haven't had the opportunity to go into your store yet. I've been trying to get down there. If I were to go through the store, I'd find the normal things as far as cough and cold medications and
Correct.
Things like that.
Yep.
And then are you you personally the pharmacist in the back of the store?
Recently my wife is retired, so she and a young, her name's Lorraine, and then we also have another young lady who's a pharmacist, Elizabeth. So there's three of us there now.
Okay, and so three pharmacists, no waiting, like the barbershop used to say, right?
Well, that was pretty much the idea. Plus, you drive right up to the front door, and if you do want to linger, which we do have a lot of patients that are, you know, very, very friendly, or if you're, a housewife with children, it's easy in and out. You're in and out in a couple minutes. We try not to have a long line.
Okay, and call ahead, is that something that can be done too? Or?
Oh, yeah, we have all state-of-the-art software.
So you can
automatic
do it
refills.
Online, you can call.
You do it online, we have an app.
You have an app.
We have an app.
Everybody has an app.
Yeah.
All right, so Seaside Pharmacy has an app, and what's the phone number if people want to call and get information?
It's 322-1010.
322-1010, area code 401, obviously. So 322-1010. And online, is there a website?
Yes, we do have a website, SeasidePharmacyWesterly.com.
SeasidePharmacyWesterly.com. All right. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll get into a little bit more of the details about what's happening this season at Seaside Pharmacy. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting with Seaside Pharmacy's main man, Billy Quirk, is here, pharmacist and owner of the business, and about 6-7 years now been doing this, and been a pharmacist much longer than that.
Yeah, we won't talk about that much.
Over 20 years?
Over 30 years.
Over 30 years?
30 years.
Wow. And you're only 35 years old, so that's amazing.
It's a strange world.
All right. We're talking about Seaside Pharmacy and Dunn's Corners Westerly and all the wonderful things you can find there. We kind of covered the fact that they have a little bit of unique product. When you walk in the door, you can find a lot of Westerly or Watch Hill or whatever branded merchandise, sweatshirts, and souvenirs, even Christmas ornaments and so forth. Mm-hmm. Kind of covered that at the beginning, Billy. And then we started talking about what happens when they get to the back and they find three, not one, not two, but three pharmacists ready to assist them, and how you all have to keep up with the schooling and what's going on. And your main controlling? Ours is FCC, who controls the radio station. Is yours FDA? That controls?
No, it's the state of Rhode Island.
State of Rhode Island.
It's the state of Rhode Island Health Department.
Oh, okay. So your guys that you look to as they walk in the door are state of Rhode Island, not the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
is it different state to state? In other words, does Connecticut have different rules perhaps than Rhode Island? Or?
Yes. Oh. Every state is its own little micro.
Oh, really?
The federal government controls us all. But the states, we follow state regulations.
I see. I wasn't aware of that. So there you go. So you have to know a guy, as they say in Rhode Island, right? But let's get to some of the I don't want to say sicknesses, but some of the concerns that people might have about some things like vaccinations and flu shots and things like that. This time of year, we're approaching the flu season, or are we actually in it?
Mike, it starts pretty much at the end of the summer.
Oh, really?
September through probably February.
Okay.
Because usually the flu, they're talking about the flu hitting earlier this year than in other years, but the flu can come out maybe October all the way into February.
Mm-hmm.
It can strike, but
Flu shots are recommended.
Correct.
Something they can get from your facility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're fully stocked with the flu vaccine. There's two different types. There's the regular, which most people get, and it has four different viruses in it. And if you're 65 or older, there's a higher dose vaccine, and that has three different viruses in it.
Okay.
So there's two different types.
Now, I'm pleading ignorant here. My job is to be dumb, which I do very well. So supposing I walk in at 6 feet tall, 220 pounds, do I get the same flu shot that
correct.
My granddaughter, who's 50 pounds and 4 feet tall?
It's the same shot. If you're 300 pounds or you're a young lady that's 98 pounds, it's the same vaccine.
Same vaccine, same quantity.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So see that. There we go. I didn't realize that. I was picturing this great big needle for a big guy and a little one for a little person.
Well, we could fix you up with something.
So. Do they need to make appointments to get there?
No. We're open from Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock to 7 o'clock at night. And Saturdays we're open 9 to 5. And Sundays we're open 9 to 1. And you can come in anytime.
Even on a Sunday?
Even on a Sunday.
All
and
right,
it's a 10-minute process.
10-minute process. And all three of you are capable?
No. All three of us are capable, but we're not always there at the same time.
No, but I'm saying capable. In
yes,
other words,
yes.
It has to be one of the three of you that's going
correct.
To be.
Correct. A pharmacist has to administer it.
Right.
No, we do have interns from the University of Rhode Island who are studying to become pharmacists.
Mm-hmm.
That are capable of giving you the vaccine also.
Okay. But this isn't just Joey that came in after high school
to
stock the shelves and says,
no.
Well, I'll give you one of those.
No. Stock boy has to stay out of the pharmacy.
All right. So that's flu shots are a big thing this time of year. And again, me playing dumb, is that something that costs $500 a shot?
No, it's free. Absolutely free.
Wait a minute.
No copay.
Wait a minute. Got a news item here. It's free?
Free.
It's free. How do you... Okay, now, see, I would think that you developed this business to make money. How do you make money if you give out the flu shots for free? Is there the government mandating you to do this?
No. We do not charge an administration fee.
Okay. All right. So that's great.
A lot of your insurance will cover the cost of the ingredient.
I see.
But we don't charge an administration fee.
Okay. Well, that's amazing then. Everybody should be certainly taking advantage of that. And is there a particularly an age that is particularly susceptible, or is it pretty much for everybody?
Different flu seasons affect different age groups.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go into the history?
Well,
have you ever heard the Spanish flu? It ended World War One in 1918.
Really?
The death rates were higher between the ages of, I'm pretty sure it was like 10 to 28. It was a demographic.
Really? Because the body hadn't built up enough immune or whatever?
It's strange. You're still studying that. It's called the Spanish flu. Google it.
Okay.
1918.
Killed
millions of people in a span of 3 months.
So now,
we're hoping a pandemic does not occur like that again.
Some of these things have disappeared. I mean, when I was a kid, polio was a big item, right?
It's making a small comeback, too.
But it almost disappeared.
Because people are getting vaccinated.
Back again.
Yeah.
Polio vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we have any type of vaccine you may be interested in, we have in stock. There's two pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 13, and we also have Shingrix, which is for shingles. We have that in stock. It's a two-shot series. After the first dose, you have to wait 2 months, but no later than 6 months to get the second dose. And they're the same exact dose, but it's a two-shot
series. So this is for shingles now we're talking about.
Yeah.
And who should be and or who is susceptible for that? Is that something that everybody should be concerned with?
Most insurance companies, if you're 60 or older.
60 or older,
and
okay.
And some have switched to 50.
All right. But it's not something that your children, you have to worry about for your children at this point?
No.
Okay.
No,
so the only thing for children is the flu shot.
We can't immunize. Children have to get it through their physician.
Okay.
A pharmacy can immunize anybody 19 or older.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good clarification. Mm-hmm. That's good to know. So see your physician for your children, but if you're 19 or over, then go right to the pharmacy. And there are other things that are, you know, like things that I'm remembering, whooping cough or things like that. Is that something that's a vaccine?
Yeah, that's kind of making a little bit of a comeback. So they're recommending that if your wife's pregnant, the husband, the grandmother, the grandfather should get a booster shot of Tdap, which
close
has
family.
That in that. Yeah, it has a tetanus in it also.
It's called Tdap?
Tdap. T-D-A-P, yeah.
And is that a brand name or is that just a abbreviation for the scientific
name? That's an
abbreviation. Okay. All right. And then, other things we talked about. Shingles, we talked about whooping cough. What other maladies, if you will, might be something that people want to be on the lookout for?
We have a gamut of vaccines. We have Hep A, Hep B.
And what does that do?
Hepatitis.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should know that one very well. That was the demise of my dad. Hep A and Hep B.
Yep.
Okay. And things like diabetes and so forth. You have insulins and,
Correct. Yeah. We're fully operating pharmacy. So if we don't have a product in stock, we get it the next morning, roughly around 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Quickly. So if somebody comes in and asks for something and say, well, we're out at the moment, but it'll be here in the morning.
Correct. Yeah.
You have little carrier pigeons that bring us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the warehouse is in New York, too, so I'm amazed at how quickly they can get. We order at 11 o'clock at night, and it's in the store 8:30 in the morning.
That's unbelievable.
The technology is...
It's truly unbelievable. Yeah. So whatever your needs are, you can stop in and see Lorraine, you mentioned, right?
Correct, and Elizabeth.
Lorraine and Elizabeth, or Billy, all the pharmacists that are on duty. And they can help you out with whatever questions you might have. And people ask about particular injuries besides sicknesses. If they, they broke a finger or something like that, you send them right away to the hospital or to a doctor. Or
yeah, we're lucky. We have two clinics, one on each side of us.
Really?
Yeah. One South County's just down the road, and then urgent care is just on. another mile down the other side of the road.
So use your head, obviously. If it's something that needs a doctor's attention, there's two easy ways to do that, and then the follow-up can be done when you get the prescriptions through you. I certainly have to ask you a question that a lot of people probably think about, and that's prescriptions. I've heard jokes about this. I've seen comedians do routines on it. Doctor writes that out. How do you read some of that stuff? How do you know what the doctor is saying? Because it seems like a layperson can't read it. Is that true?
It's a lot of it's just shorthand that we've learned through school.
Okay.
And
It is true. There is the average person probably can't decipher what.
Yeah, like BID means twice a day, things like that.
BID. Okay.
TIDs three times a day.
So we're learning all the secrets now here on Company Break. Okay. Yeah. So there is a shorthand involved.
Yes, yes.
And you've been trained to know what that shorthand is. Mm-hmm, so it's not. It's not a mystery of the world, but it's a mystery to most people.
No.
Okay.
And we have one of the best universities for pharmacy right in our state, University of Rhode Island.
Has a great pharmaceutical school.
They rank, for the last 30 years, there's a NAPLEX test that we all have to take when we graduate. It's a federal test. And the University of Rhode Island scored consistently in the top 10%.
Wow.
Graduates.
Oh, that's amazing. And
it's
right
a
down
great
street.
Little great little university.
So you mentioned earlier about interns from the university that work at your pharmacy. Is there one, two, or is it consistent?
Interns? Yeah. They come through on a regular basis.
Okay. And they usually stay for one session, six months?
I think it's 6 weeks.
6 weeks, okay. So it's part of their course for that semester.
Yeah, sometimes it's 6 weeks. Sometimes it's, in the summer it's hours. I think they have to do 120 hours or thereabouts.
And is that a pleasure
for
you?
It's great. It's a recruiting platform.
Yeah, but sometimes those things, some people look at them like, oh, here they come again. What a pain this is going to be.
You're helping people get better. You see them grow, too, through that time period.
I think that's an important message that we could get out today, that your business helps people.
Correct.
And that's why you're there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, as we talked about with the flu shots, not always necessarily a matter of money. It's a matter of helping people to stay healthy.
Yeah, Mike, you mentioned earlier, people will come into the store not knowing, should I go to the doctor or should I not go to the doctor? And the pharmacy is like a screening area, too. People will come in and we could, you don't need to go to the doctor. You just, maybe go this way and try this product.
Right.
Well, they'll come in and we'll definitely, you should go see your physician and get a prescription for that. A lot of people come in with infections, like they get cut in the summer and it's swelling and they need an antibiotic.
Right.
And, just putting first aid cream on is not going to work.
Right.
So there's a lot of instances with that too.
And
tick
that has
bites
to be prescribed for them, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So that's the reason to see a doctor. I remember when when I was growing up, we had a summer cottage and somebody was always stepping on a clam or a nail or something, and tetanus shots were a big
deal.
Correct.
Yeah, we give out a lot of tetanus shots in the summer.
I'm sure you do.
And it's something you should probably get every eight to 10 years, get a booster shot of tetanus.
Everyone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you deal with things like that. Somebody comes in and says, my dog bit me, or, my neighbor, whatever. that can be a cause for some concern, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the same vein as the tetanus shots. All right. Well, always very interesting, Billy, to discuss what's going on in the pharmacy world. Time flies when having fun. We find ourselves at the end of the program here. But I want to one more time tell people if they have questions, they can call 401-322-1010. That's 322-1010. Easy to remember that number. And Billy, you'll be happy to answer questions, right?
That's right. Yep. Mike, thank you very much for having me here today. Thank
Excellent
you.
To see you again. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.